This is Tony with Technology Rocks.
Nope. Wrong answer.
This is Tony with Technology Rocks.
Technology Rocks!
Hey, this is Justin and Tony on...
What's up?
Technology Rocks. No clue what technology direction we're actually going to go in today. So that'll be interesting. We're just going to kind of wing it and do our thing here. Starting off with movie news as usual. Some housekeeping. Tony, Comic Palooza, 24th, 25th, 26th, booth 1932, between the Floral Frolic, whatever the heck.
Frolic!
That is, and no. Steampunk Garage.
That actually sounds cool. They might have some cool stuff.
And it's right down from the Sapphire Stage. That's the point of reference if you guys are planning on attending the Comic Palooza thing. So.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be doing some buttons. I've got some new art.
He's going to be doing also, buttons.
Don't be creepy.
Sorry.
I'm also going to be, if you've never seen before, I do really cool airbrush tattoos, so I'm going to be doing those at the show also.
He's going to be tattooing his airbrush.
No, I'm going to be tattooing using an airbrush.
Oh, sorry.
Temporary airbrush tattoos. Gotcha. I know. I always say make a temporary bad decision.
Yep. Nope. That makes sense. Cool. All right. So nothing really new. There's actually been rumor that he and I may be doing a movie trivia night at Cellar 24.
Not confirmed.
But hey, if we do it, it'll be fun because we're going to treat it just like we treat this.
But if it involves an idiot on a microphone, then...
You got two of us.
we're pretty good at that. Yeah, so movie news. So the Joker trailer part two has been released. I did watch it. I mean, okay, here's the thing. I am not a fair... judge of this trailer because I did not like the first movie. It's known fact that I wasn't a fan of the first movie, so I'm
We're both, you know, it's 50-50 thing. You didn't like it, I did like it. You know, we have different opinions on it. But hey, you know, that's what makes, you know, this whole dynamic great is that, you know, we don't always agree on it.
I'm actually really looking forward
to
movies.
I am not looking forward to the actual musical aspect to it, but it's Lady Gaga and she's
so
pretty awesome.
The interesting thing about the trailer is I think it's more it kind of keys off the first movie where it's all in his brain, you know, and I think he's falling in love with her in his head and they're not actually in the same room together and weird things. So
he's already like seeing it, so to speak,
right,
is what you're saying.
Right, yeah. No, anytime they're together, she's dressed up like...
So it's kind of like the flashbacks that they did in the first one?
Yeah, kind of. So I don't know. It'll probably be a stream for me. I probably won't make a point to go out and see it or rent it or anything like that. I'll probably end up just...
Even though I still haven't seen Dune, I may go see this one.
Well, Dune's, I'll get to that in a second. So, some Crow news. The Crow release date changes from June 5th to late August 23rd. Still coming out this year, but apparently Lionsgate is postponing a lot of release dates on their movies and kind of switching stuff around. Lionsgate also delays Saw 11. I know everybody's heartbroken about that. I don't know anybody that...
I just need another Saw to add to my collection.
So Saw 11, actually, they're delaying it by a full year.
So it's going to come out next year.
Yes, to September 27th of 2025. So,
wow.
But taking the place of Saw 11, Halle Berry is coming out with a new thriller flick called Never Let Go. That is actually moved into Saw 11's date of September 27th of this year. So,
how do you feel about her in horror films? Because I saw Gothica and I didn't dig it.
I like Halle Berry in general.
Okay, so, but that's a physical attraction, which I agree with you. She is very attractive.
Yeah, she's amazing.
But I'm talking about acting in the movie. She was great in Monsters Ball. That was a great film. She did very well in that.
I loved her in Swordfish. I loved her in Monsters Ball.
Great in that also, yes. I will agree with that.
Monsters Ball is like a once every 10-year watch, though.
Yeah, that's not something you just go, hey, babe, you wanna watch Monsters Ball this Friday?
Yeah, you're not like seeking it out and doing that. I didn't hate Gothica, though. I didn't dislike it, but I didn't love it.
As a major horror fan, though, I just didn't dig it.
That's all right. That's cool.
Which, once again, that's the dynamic here, you know.
So going into Beetlejuice 2, Beetlejuice 2 has a twist, but so there is rumor, and they just released another teaser trailer that's long with longer footage of Michael Keaton.
Sweet.
And Winona Ryder. Apparently in the trailer, Winona Ryder says, "I can't believe I'm doing this again. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice." So Lydia's...
So she's the one that actually brings him back.
She's the one that actually summons Beetlejuice, so there must be something afoot and something really terrible going on for her to have summoned...
Call on him.
Beetlejuice, because she's in fear of having happened to her daughter what happened to her when she was a child. Now,
right.
The other thing about it is Beetlejuice is actually married in this movie. Monica Bellucci, I don't know if you remember her. She was the girl in the white dress on The Matrix.
Oh, yes.
So she is his wife in this movie. So Monica Bellucci is Michael Keaton's wife. She in that movie, or Beetlejuice's wife in this movie.
I thought he said he would only do that once.
William Dafoe is actually in the movie, but rumored to be the foe in the, like, the big guy, big bad guy in the movie.
He plays a great villain.
So he's supposed to be a detective, an underworld detective, or detective in the underworld or something. So yeah, so some all kinds of interesting news.
We have to see. This is, you know.
For those of you that saw Brightburn, I don't know if you remember Brightburn. So
that was where Superman, if Superman was a villain, right?
If it was Superman as a child, and the child had a temper problem,
right?
Like he was bullied, and eventually he snapped.
Right. Yeah, that was a great film.
So that original series came out it was developed by James Gunn before he went on to Guardians of the Galaxy in the Marvel world. So he had planned on coming out with this whole horror universe for superheroes, like anti-hero superheroes.
That is an idea that I've had forever.
Unfortunately, James Gunn revealed that he only owns half the rights to Brightburn, making it difficult for a sequel, even if he produced all of the movie and paid for it. Because of the rights issues, Gunn says Brightburn 2 will probably never happen because apparently it was a sour breakup between James Gunn and whoever the other half was. However, that he did agree that Brightburn's ending set up a whole nother super world realm, which I think a lot of people, Justice League had just flopped. And Marvel was kind of coming, everybody was getting Marvel fatigue. And so that's why he released Brightburn.
So what did you say the guy's name was?
James Gunn was the director.
Okay, so the other guy was David Yarovsky.
So apparently there was a bitter breakup on that.
Sorry if I butchered that guy's
franchise.
Name.
It was a bitter breakup, and then they just didn't get along very much. And he said it's probably not going to happen. So Dune 2, some exciting Dune 2 news, other than the fact that it's the box office smash. Dune 2 will be available for digital rental and purchase starting April 16th. So within a few days, the sequel arrive on Ultra HD and Blu-ray 4K on May 14th for people like Tony. And Dune Part 2 has been a major success, critically and commercially, putting the pressure on an expected third film.
I thought that a third film was already confirmed.
Well, I'm getting to that, yeah. Director Denis Villeneuve expresses interest in turning Dune Messiah into a movie.
Nice.
Viewing it as a trilogy and a warning rather than a heroic tale. Dune 3 has been confirmed and is already in pre-production. And then the Dune 3 cast may still see the return of the original characters with Timothy Chalamet and then Zendaya and then Florence Pugh expected to reprise their roles. But there are uncertainties regarding the character of Aaliyah and the possibility of a recast. So I'm not sure what the deal story is on there. I'd have to find somebody that knows a little bit more about the movie.
So a funny thing real quick, you know, sure. I've been, you know, listening to one of the local radio stations, and they were talking about how the Batman 2, you know, was, and maybe even you were talking about how, like, you know, it's not going to happen.
It's been delayed until 2026.
Yeah, I was
going to
just say, you know, so it's delayed, but it is going to happen. So, you know,
it's going to happen. I think Matthew Miller, he's the one that's, maybe it's not Matthew Miller. I know it's Miller. Last name is Miller, but he is really, really focusing on whether to go the Robin direction or whether to go the Joker direction or maybe even bring Riddler back. They'll probably
would be a cool character for them to bring out.
Well, I think he's waiting for the Penguin series to gain steam because the Penguin, Colin
That's
Farrell's
a good one
Penguin
too.
Series on DC or HBO Max. Or
I really enjoyed the Penguin from the series of Gotham.
Yeah.
That was the guy that they had play.
So this one's going to be set as more awesome. Like a Tony Soprano style of character in that.
Sleep with the fishes.
Right. Yeah. And but it is the character from that world. It is the world that they're coming from. And so what they're probably going to do is wait for that series to release, and then it'll be within several months after that series. So there's probably going to be a build up to the Batman 2 in that series, I would assume. And then what's his name? Edward, the guy that keeps saying Edward. The sparkling vampire dude. Yeah, him. He's going to reprise his role as Batman.
Dude, so.
He actually did really well.
I can't hate on it. But you know where I do have a lot of anxiety?
I can't remember his name. Yeah.
You know where I do have a lot of anxiety, though?
What's that?
Inside Out 2.
Nice. Kevin Costner is actually releasing a new Western movie this year. It's going to be called American Saga.
Man, he does really well in those types of roles.
So the
this is actually
going to be considered an epic, meaning lots of people, big budget, big sets.
Oh, nice.
New footage had been released at Comic-Con revealing more about Kevin Costner. And then it's going to be a two-part movie set in the mid-1800s during the Westward expansion. And then it's split into two chapters to release in 2024. So the film was conceived by Kevin Costner in 1988 and will cover a 12-year time period between the two films and the ensemble cast of characters. So actually interesting news there. And then I think that's it. I think that's all I got. Oh, Beetlejuice 2 did get a firm release date. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. September 6th, now 2024. It's about the fourth time that the date has changed, but it is on September 26th. So I'm sorry, nice. September 6th. So three days before my birthday. So let's see here. And I think that's all I got for movie news, unless you got something else.
Not really. I mean, we've covered a lot of it already in past episodes, so I don't want to be redundant.
So here was an interesting statement about Jerry Bruckheimer made about Tom Cruise being involved in Top Gun 3, and he said very similar to the pirate statement that if, you know, they couldn't get Tom Cruise on board in a timely fashion, then they would just move on without him. I don't know if you could have Top Gun without Tom Cruise. That would be more like Iron Eagle, you know.
Well, I mean, but
he is Top Gun.
Yeah, but you could also say the same thing about Iceman, Val Kilmer. But you know, they ushered that character out.
Well, true.
So, depending upon how they ushered Tom Cruise's character Maverick out, would depend on if the series could survive without him.
He still wants it very much on board. He just wants the film done in a timely manner. And Tom's schedule is incredibly busy. He's filming the second part of Dead.
He's also very meticulous.
Well, yeah. And he's film, assuming he lives through his stunts on Mission Impossible 8, Dead Reckoning, which is the part two of his original sequel, which actually was a really good movie. But that one won't be released till 2026, meaning you're probably not going to see Top Gun until sometime in 2028, unless something, who knows, anything can happen. Robert Downey Jr. was interviewed about reprising his role as Tony Stark, as Iron Man.
He said he would come back and do it anytime because he loves being that character.
He said in a very Robert Downey Jr. way, is Kevin Feige, who's the creator, he's the Marvel brain. He said Kevin Feige, however you want to pronounce it, is the house, and the house always wins. So whatever Kevin Feige wants, he said I would. He goes, if Kevin Feige wants me back, never say never, is what he said. So as in reprising his role as Iron Man, that was just a few days ago. So because he keeps getting asked, I know there was supposed to be an Iron Heart movie, which was the female version of Iron Man, which is where Pepper Potts got her suit of armor, which they kind of alluded to that in Infinity War or Endgame.
I did want to mention a movie that I figured you would actually get a laugh out of because you're not an Avatar fan, but they have announced that Avatar 4 will come out in 2029. Most people won't even care about it by then.
How long did it take for them to come out with the second?
I was about to say, you know, I just said that, but
wasn't it like 30 years? Not that long. It was probably at least 20 years.
Let's see here.
At least 20 years.
Avatar originally released in 2009.
Okay. Wow.
So I mean, 2029, you know, I guess people would still be.
I didn't see the second one. I had no desire to watch it. I had no desire to
That's why I just thought it was funny that I just said Avatar 4.
There was such a gap between
so
the first.
So when is
and
Avatar
second?
3 coming out?
Who knows? And James Cameron's a weird dog. Jerry Bruckheimer, though, seems to be very active, though. You know, he's kind of like, he's very Cameron-esque, too. But he's been very active on the Pirates of the Caribbean front. He is pushing forward on that movie.
Actually, Avatar 3 is coming out in 2025.
Tron: Ares got a release date. It is 2026, so it's okay. It's pre-production and production.
So next year is going to be a good year for movies also then.
Well, year after next for Tron. That's 2026 because next year is 2025. So,
right.
No, next year we're getting Toy Story 5. And
which... Who knows how that's going to go?
Yeah, no, so that's not the. And then Mufasa, I think, is next year too. But then I think some Marvel movies are going to make a weird appearance. Speaking of movies, the MPA has huge, that stands for Motion Picture Association, has huge.
I started thinking of IPA, which is a completely different
movie
thing.
Movie piracy again. CEO of the Motion Picture Association says it's going to be work with the lawmakers to restrict access.
Going
to
start seeing that warning again on your screen when you watch a movie
of pirated content. So they're really coming after them. I mean, it just kind of goes into the password sharing thing, pirated media, people that are building media servers. They're actually going after them as well. Are exploring the options of going after, meaning Plex. Yeah, so the Plex server folks that, you know, again, that's what I've been telling you. If you guys are sharing movies.
How perplexing.
If you're sharing movies on your Plex server with other people and family members and things, you may want to cut back on that stuff. It's not illegal to share it with yourself, but it does cross a lot of boundary when you start sharing.
Just be careful how you share things with yourself.
If you don't think people are watching you online and they're watching that activity online, you're sadly
talk
mistaken.
About something and watch what comes up on your phone.
Oh yeah, no. So other movie news, cool movie news actually, is Kaleidoscape is actually moving into commercial cinemas. So Alamo Drafthouse, Star Cinema Grill, there's a Cinema Luxury Cinema. You know, a lot of these companies that are doing this cinema luxury thing where they serve food and alcohol while you're watching a movie, they're going to start allowing...
Like Alamo Drafthouse and places like that.
Right, correct. Alamo Drafthouse, Star Cinema Grill, yeah. So they're going to start doing... Using Kaleidoscape, there's going to be a commercial version of Kaleidoscape for those particular cinemas for people that either want to rent cinemas out to have a movie night for friends, or they can do older movie nights and charge admissions. I'm not sure how that works red tape wise. I mean, I don't know how all that breaks down and plays out money wise, but I just find it to be interesting. On that, Kaleidoscape did release a 96 terabyte movie server
for the low price of $27,000.
Now, I'm going to weigh in on that one. It makes sense with the other news that they just announced with going into the commercial field,
right?
Because it's that they would need the larger storage space. For the fact that they are having to get the new movies immediately and they need to have the space for them. So the announcement of those two things together makes sense. The hard drive announcement coming out first didn't make sense to me.
No, not at all. Roku going through a massive firmware update on their boxes because of the data breach. It's now gone over 62,000 users and subscribers. I think I told you.
Yeah, heed the warning that Justin gave on Monday's podcast about that whole thing. If you haven't changed your passwords, or, I mean, if you're in real fear of it, just unplug it from your TV. I mean, If you're still using cable, you can stream all that stuff through your cable box.
So here's an interesting...
If you haven't cut that cord yet.
...thing. There has been a recent report that cord reviving has become a thing. Do you know what that... Would you care to guess what that means?
People moving back into cable?
People moving back into cable.
I can see that.
And the reason why... is because it's too darn confusing.
Too many apps for too many things. I got to have this app so that I can watch this TV show, this app to where I can watch this TV show.
It's not that much cheaper. Actually, it's more expensive,
way more.
In a lot of cases, it's more expensive. So it's...
Because you'll $20 yourself to death.
So, and that's the thing is there. So that Xfinity Stream has seen a trend as people are actually getting rid of Xfinity Stream and going back into normal cable boxes because they don't want to learn how to do it. It's just too much stuff to learn, and they're used to the cable box with the remote.
Too many modifier buttons and all that, where you have one button that does multiple things.
Well, the other problem is it's because of the escalating cost of subscribing to those services. So a lot of folks are raising their prices, like Netflix raised their prices.
Oh yeah, everybody is, you know, everybody's raising them. And then they're also, like, where before we were paying I think I pay like somewhere between 17 and $19 for Amazon Prime, and now in order to not watch stuff with commercials, I've got to pay another $3 and on. It's like, I mean, come on, guys.
So top reasons people are canceling their service. So 21% was the service raised its prices. 15% was they weren't using it enough. 10% was I needed to tighten my budget. 9.7% was it wasn't worth the amount we were paying for it. And 9.3% is I subscribed to watch a specific show and then I finished it and then canceled. It is what it is. When it becomes difficult to use and difficult to navigate, still by far, Hulu is still the best deal out there as far as live TV options and your
If you pay, even if you pay the extra for the no ads, no commercials, it's still dollar for dollar better deal.
So, and a lot of people are jumping into the Freevee world, like Tubi and Freevee.
Oh, yeah, I've been using those
Pluto
a lot.
Pluto TV, CBC, CBC Gym, Samsung TV Plus, Crackle.
I haven't used that one.
And then NBC News.
Oh, I have
News
used Crackle.
Now, I don't know why anybody would actually voluntarily watch news, NBC News Now.
I only watch the news in the morning for the weather.
64% of them are still watching them on TV, but that's interesting, you know, just because it is confusing, it is redundant, it does make it redundant and whatnot. Roku activating new commercials within your Roku experience, so that's annoying. So, yeah, so Roku's kind of getting a bad rap all the way around on that one. So. But yeah, no, so people actually moving away from streaming, coming back into reactivating their cable TV provider just because it's not as complicated and they don't have to remember what
cable
to watch
TV
where.
Got smart.
But here's the thing. I still don't miss live television. There's nothing about me that misses live TV.
Okay. But remember, me and you are not everybody. Some people really, well, you know, I often ask myself that same question, but seriously, the thing is, it's like some people still, you know, they work their lives around when shows come on. They're like, hey, today is when this show comes on. Today is when this show comes on. I don't have any shows on this day, so it'd be board game night. And then tomorrow is when this show comes on. And, you know, they schedule their life, and it's not really that's, like, lame or anything. It's just, you know, some people have to stick to a schedule.
Lame.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? I mean, seriously,
you were one of those that left your VCR flashing 12 o'clock, weren't you?
It was eventually going to be 12 o'clock twice a day.
So I found that interesting that that cord rekindling.
Wait,
I guess.
Ian, you're safe.
Oh, Ian. Yeah. No.
Oh, come on. We love Ian.
Cord reconnecting or cord rekindling is now a thing. So.
I don't think that I'll go. I don't think me personally. I'll go back to cable. I just don't see myself doing that, but I do see myself going by way of either Fubo or Hulu, you know, just one of those, just, and it's not for the live aspect of it because I'm not going to pay extra for the live aspect. I probably will pay extra for the no ads.
Yeah, and as I mentioned before, Hulu and Disney and all those guys. So for people that are sharing amongst your family, they're all starting to crack down on.
That's the other thing. Also, is stuff. Like, well, you know, I was borrowing somebody's account, and I gotta, like, you know, I gotta man up and buy my own account now.
Well, that didn't happen until June, so you know,
I got a little bit of time.
I got a little bit of time. What's worth it or not? And I wasn't using Fubo for a while, but I really wasn't using Fubo. I really wasn't. Using it all and just kind of, you know
what confuses me about Fubo, and sorry to cut you off, man.
No, please do.
But on Fubo is like, I don't understand how it counts devices, because I've counted how many.
It's IP address. It's how many devices are using it at the same time.
Yeah. Though. Yes. But answer me this right here.
Okay.
If something is recording at somebody's house or on one person's login and they're watching a TV show, is that two devices then? Because that's the only way I can see that in my situation I've gone over 10 devices. At the same time.
I don't know how it's doing it.
But you know what I mean, because you've experienced this also.
Every time I've ever tried to use Fubo at home, it always says you have too many devices hooked up. So that's why I just kind of quit using
it. Well, that frustration is probably why you don't use it.
Also, Sonos is releasing, oh dear Lord, a new app.
Hey, did you know that if you spell Sonos backwards, it spells Sonos?
If you turn it upside down,
it does too. It's great, isn't it? They really figured that out.
Yeah. No. So Sonos on May 7th is releasing a new app with a customizable home screen. I'm not sure if this is good news or bad news or what kind of news.
I know a few clients, we don't want that control.
Yeah, but they're coming. It's coming May 7th. And where it's going to be more an inclusive thing. So that's kind of interesting. So that'll be, we'll see what kind of stuff they're going to screw up there.
I wonder if, like, you're going to be able to do, like, your own wallpapers and stuff like that.
I don't know about that.
So that would be cool for me, even though I have no Sonos devices, but I do use it here at the shop. So, I don't know, it would be cool to be able to, like, customize it completely. But then also be able to show clients that they have that capability.
So,
and we can do that for them.
Yeah. No, to me, when it comes to customization, to me, less is always more. It's like there's certain things. Well, it's a lot like streaming. It's like it just gets overwhelming with features that you don't necessarily need to, you know.
But see, maybe that's why I like my Android phone, because I like to overdo everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that artist side. I never know when to stop.
That's true. So Sonos coming out with a new app, so watch out for that for those Sonos people out there.
Sonos.
And turn it upside down. Try it yourself. Yeah.
Sonos.
So Peloton reported to be in trouble. So going from a pandemic high of $50 billion to $2.1 billion as of December 2023. That's a lot of freaking.
Well, they're really starting to encourage people to get out.
Right.
Again.
Well, the problem was there was a huge recall with their treadmills where the screens were wobbling and falling off of them, and so they did a giant
on a piece of equipment that costs as much as that thing does.
$6,000, yeah, for a treadmill on it. So they're not doing too hot. And again, the fitness is kind of.
Could I just tape, like duct tape an iPad to a regular treadmill and it basically be the same thing?
Yep. Actually, you don't even have to duct tape it. There's mounts for that.
Sweet. There you go.
You can actually find mounts for that to put them on the.
On the bar.
Yeah, to strap it to the bar. Amazon releasing.
There you go, everybody. Another tip to save money.
Amazon releasing Fallout show gets post-apocalyptic vibes already.
Dude, that show actually looks pretty cool. Right, I want to check it out.
It's a video game, right?
Yeah, it's from a video game, and the commercials are very, very short. They're short clips, so they don't really show a lot. But the little bit they show, like, drags you in. So, like, I'm looking forward to checking it out. Be honest, I've never played the video game. But the short snippets that they show intrigue me enough that I'm at least going to watch one or two episodes and see if it pulls me in. Unlike Twisted Metal, which disappointed me when I watched it.
I couldn't even get past the preview where I wanted to watch it.
I didn't watch enough of a preview to get discouraged like what you're talking about. I saw that it was available, and I was like, oh, I'll try watching that. And then, like, I literally, like, spent more time in the first episode scrolling through Facebook Reels than even watching the show, because it didn't do anything for me, unfortunately. And I'm sure that there's people out there in our listening group that, you know, enjoy the show. And for those of you that enjoy it, I'm glad. I just couldn't personally get into it.
So for your security and hacked section of the program, Microsoft left internal passwords exposed in the latest security blunder. This came out today, hot off the press. So if you're one of those, so I know on Apple they call it keychain, where everything has your password and everything, it's linked to it, and it's all
I've been
encrypted.
Deleting all my passwords off of those things.
Yeah, no. So if you have a Windows computer or you're using a common Microsoft password, you need to probably go re-up your password. On
man, I gotta come up with another insult for somebody that hacks my shit.
You gotta come up with another insult. Yes, so it's
that's how I come up with my passwords. Is I figure out how to insult
somebody.
So
I had an interesting one the other day, Tony. So I got a I got this AI thing that texted me out of the blue.
Oh yes, you were showing me this. It was so ignorant.
It said, "Hi, Kimberly. You owe us $49. Actually, let me see if I can find it. I probably
I was about to say, I'm sure you still have it.
It says, "Hi, Kimberly, you owe us $49. Would you like to settle with your bill?" And so, and again, it sounds very convincing, except for my name is not Kimberly. Okay, here it is. "Kimberly, we have an important message about your account with a total balance due of $49.02 from 4/2021. And it says, "Its National Recovery Agency is a debt collector attempting to collect the debt that you owe in this communication. We'll use any information obtained to help collect this debt."
So it's from International Smoke Day, 4/20?
Yeah, exactly. "You have one account in our office with the following account balance. Account 1927463, which isn't, that's a phone number.
So first warning also, if anybody has gotten this same message, heed our warning.
"So for $49.02, please send your payment to this address," where you can click on it, how convenient, click on a link to pay them their $50. And I said, so I texted you, "I'm so sorry you have the wrong number." So it says, "Hello, thank you for responding to our text message. I am Jennifer, your virtual agent." So your virtual agent. So my question to you or to Jennifer is, why does a virtual agent need a name? If it's not a real person, why does it need a name?
Well, that would also go with the same question. Why do I keep getting ads on my phone for virtual girlfriends?
So listen to this. So
you know,
says,
it's like the you know,
so
I mean,
it says,
interact with real people.
So it says, "Okay, wrong number. I can help you with that. Please allow me to get some more information from you so I can update my records. Please enter your 10-digit phone number." And I'm like,
"You're
my
texting."
My reply is, "Well, you have it because you're texting my 10-digit phone number. With a few simple questions, I can help you find out why we contacted you. So I can look up the information. What's your
wait, hold on a minute. Didn't they say in the very beginning it was for a bill on 4/2021? They already know.
Right. "With a few simple questions, I can help you find out why we contacted you. So I can look up the information. What is your NRA ID number?" And I said, that's simple. I don't have an NRA ID number. "Well, let's try another method. What's your first and last name?" I said, "Well, it's not Kimberly." And I said, "I need this in order to help you."
Your National Rifle Association number?
Exactly. "With your full first and last name." And then, this is how you know it's not a real person, the message completely repeats itself again.
Yeah, it loops all the way back to the beginning,
twice.
Doesn't it?
It loops twice. And I said, "Well, I don't have an NRA number. My name isn't Kimberly, and I don't need to be removed from a list that I shouldn't be on," was my reply. So when you use sarcasm with an AI engine,
it doesn't know what to do.
It freaks it out because remember, it's AI. It's taking you literal, right? So moving forward, it says, "Okay, I can help you on your do not call request. Please give me your 10-digit phone number." I said, "For an AI agent, I sure have to repeat myself a lot. You have my 10-digit phone number. You're texting me on it. With a few simple questions," and then it goes right back into the other. And then it says, for help, please call this number." I said, "So I don't have that. I don't have either of those things, and my name isn't Kimberly." I said, "Tell you what, why don't you tell me this? Why do I owe you $49, and what bill was it for? Well, I can help you with that if you give me your NRA number." Well, you should know if you're telling me that I owe you $49.
You should know my NRA number.
You should know my NRA number, right. I said, again, I don't have an NRA number. Oh, simple. Then we can help you with that. Please give me your first and last name. Why? So you can enter it on a bill.
So now, right. Because most people, and not talking down about anyone, but most people would be reading so fast that they would just enter in that information yep. and be in a system yep. before they know it. And this is what we want to help warn y'all about so that y'all don't get sucked into this and accidentally give somebody all the information they need to really mess your life up.
So here's the other thing. So I said, so let me get this straight. I owe you $49, but you can't tell me what it's for unless I give you an NRA number, which I don't have. Well, let me help you. Give me your first and last name. And I said, well,
you know what you should have done? You should have said, my first name is Kimberly.
So it keeps sending me the same text, like four or five times, the repeated text. And I said, this is starting to be harassment, and I'm not Kimberly. I said, I do not owe you $49. I said, tell you what, if you can tell me Kimberly's last name, I'll see about your $49. And it said, in order to assist you, please enter your 10-digit phone numbers. I said, well, tell me my last name, or tell me Kimberly's last name. It said, you keep calling me Kimberly. So tell me your name. At this point, the computer completely shuts down, and it says, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I have updated the account to remove your number. Thank you. Agent has disconnected.
That means you freaked
system.
It out to the point that it was so confused it didn't know what to do.
Right. So just showing you that AI is not exactly as intelligent as one describes it. It's.
But you know, unfortunate thing is in that whole interaction, you were teaching it.
Oh, sure.
But that's the unfortunate part of that.
The other thing is that you have to watch for your elderly people because there may be an elderly person.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Some people will enter in their information so quickly without even thinking that they'll be on a list or paying for a bill that is not theirs that this AI is going to convince them that they owe, that they don't actually owe.
Remember, go back to the Have You Been Hacked episode. When we were talking about how does somebody hack your account? Well, they take small increments. So this person was asking for $49, you know, $49.02, not a flat amount.
Which is not much over what any of the charges on my account were.
Right.
Because mine were around, they capped out at around $38.
Yep. Yeah. So,
well, except for the one that was $90 for a pair of shoes.
Again, it proves the theory that this is somebody that's, or something out there that's trying to ping you, meaning they're trying to test your boundaries to see what you're paying attention to and who you are.
And think about it. Also, this is the other scary part. At the same time it's texting you, it's texting thousands of other people.
Sure.
All at the same time. Because the computer can put in as many numbers as the operator of the computer tells it to. So with that being said, and I know I just said with that being said, but with that being said, you know, it's thousands of people. So think about 2,000 people and a quarter of those people are going to give that $49.
That's all I need.
So think about that. Out of just 2,000 people, how much that really is. It's like, dude, I know these people are getting rich off of people that are either not paying attention or just don't have the knowledge of how these scams work and getting scammed before they even realize that they gave the person everything they needed.
So another interesting article in our hacked section is that MGM was recently hacked, and they had their
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer?
Yeah, they had their movie servers held for ransom for $30 million, and it took them like 10 days to sort it out, you know, to try to get hold of their servers.
So, this is just proof that they're going after small people. They're going after major corporations. Nobody's safe anymore. Nobody.
Yeah. Well, and this is why technology rocks exist, Because
sometimes technology is scary, well, and we got
to
help
you. You have to know how to use it. You have to be aware of technology. You can't be the days of just being, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to go write a check, or things like that. Those days are over.
Well, think about today, like the vicious loop you got into
TurboTax. I was filing my taxes today. Yeah, I was filing my taxes today with TurboTax.
That was a vicious loop. Over an hour.
And something had messed up with the email address. And
autocorrect, when he was typing in his email address, changed a couple of the letters. And, before you know it,
almost
enter
half
was
an
hit,
hour.
And yeah. Then getting back was a nightmare.
It took me almost a half hour just to get it to where I could go file my taxes. So, and then on top of that, there was another thing that they do called Credit Karma that you can
for people that don't have a bank account or would just rather get their return on a gift card type situation, they want to use Credit Karma as their bank account, they can do that.
Yeah, no. And so it was like, would you like to open a free account? I was like, you sure, why the heck not? So I did that, and then that became a vicious loop. And it wasn't until I got on the computer and got in...
Which, that's where the menus were completely different.
They all looked somewhat the same, but then they were completely... But again, this is a technology person. This is person...
This is what we do.
This person that's well-versed in technology, where I wanted to throw my phone through the wall, because it was just... once you get in that loop, it just goes round and round and round and round. It's just like you're chasing your tail, running into circles. So... Yeah, but you got to get out there, and you got to make sure you're protected, and you got to make sure you're protecting yourself for various reasons, and there's lots and lots of crazy things going on out there. So just make sure, if I go in a recap, make sure AT&T, if you haven't changed your PIN number, go change your PIN code for Roku. You better start changing your service accounts, because you're going to get hacked. And because if you're not doing that, that's going to be a big mess for you when you find out that once they start cracking all these passcodes, you're going to get locked out of your own account. So that's going to be kind of a weird thing. Still no news on the Best Buy front. We haven't heard anything new since our last massive laying off of the Geek Squad friends. So, but they haven't really said much about it. I think there's still going to be more to unfold. A lot of disgruntled employees are coming out and talking to different social entities about what's going on and, what happened and how it was done. It was still kind of a horrible thing.
We kind of saw that coming back during the pandemic. Remember when we were watching their fleet vans when we would go to pick up stuff that... just quick things that we needed to pick up from there for job sites and all, where like their fleets were already getting smaller and there were fewer employees in those technical areas.
Yeah. So yeah, no, so we'll keep you informed as we learn a little bit more about what's going on with that. It's again, you do not want to see Best Buy go down. You just don't. It's not one of those stores.
It's one of those necessary evils that we just need.
It's one of those stores that you need them to be in your local community. You need them. What it really boils down to is there's just really not a lot of reasons to go rush out and buy new tech right now. It's just they haven't come out with anything new on the computer front and the
phone.
They
got a better
front.
Selection than Aaron's.
Yeah, well, but it's just there hasn't been a lot of demand for you to rush to the store and go get something unless it breaks,
But, they do have other stuff that we need for all of the technology stuff that we already own. They have the accessories that break that we need to replace for those things. They have the replacement power supplies, the adapters, the screen protectors. They have all that stuff that just helps us out on a daily basis that we need them to be there so that we can get that stuff.
Question, Mr. Vinyl Boy. final boy. How much revenue do you believe Vinyl generated last year in 2023?
You already told me this, and I can't remember. So, I don't know. It was in the millions, wasn't it?
Try 1.4
billion. Billion with a B.
Final records, 1.4 billion. I can't even fathom that anymore.
That's right. Vinyl is back.
It's so stupid.
No, it's not that it's stupid. It's a different type of thing.
It's
Apple TV.
It's an organic
versus Kaleidoscape.
It's an organic. No, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's an organic thing. It's a disconnected experience in relation to streaming. I'll give it that.
It's a sound that you don't get from CD, you don't get from streaming, you don't get from digital copies or anything like that.
How many CDs do you think? So,
it was up too, wasn't it? But just not as much.
537 million. So yeah, so quite a bit different. Yeah, quite a bit of a gap. You know, 700,000 fewer CDs in 2023 than vinyl sold.
But I think that has to do with, I mean, even me that loves vinyl, when I get in my car, I don't have a vinyl player.
So the sad,
I have to if I want to hear something that's not on the radio, I'm typically going to Bluetooth my phone over to my Bluetooth transmitter that plays through my stereo, and I'm streaming music that way. So I think that contributes to the lower sales of CDs.
So the sad part about this is this tells you why the record industry is in such peril, is that the streaming music out of this pie owns 84% of that revenue. Streaming music. However, physical media has now gone up. So, well, heck, let me just. So, I'm going to give you three numbers, four numbers. Well, I already gave you the streaming. I'm going to give you 2%, 11%, and 3%. Which one of those is physical media?
2%.
No, actually, it's 11. Believe it or not. So this is the first time it's actually gone in double digits in about 10 years. So physical media is at 11%. Digital downloads, meaning if you go to a digital downloading service to get high fidelity or MQA tracks, kind of like Terry Daly does.
The big double D.
That one is 3%. And then something called Cinch, S-Y-N-C-H.
Cinch?
I've never heard of that. I looked that up. I've never heard of that.
I've heard of Cinch clothing, but...
like Cinch a drawstring? Yeah, I've never heard of that one. But yeah, no, so for the first time in a long time, vinyl is working its way back to the top. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I figured you would...
So maybe that's why people keep like wanting wine and vinyl to come back.
So everybody needs to rush out and buy a pellet gun. You know why?
Because it's fun to shoot people with an airsoft gun?
DoorDash begins deliveries by drone. I know, I think that was right underneath your...
Dude, the kids in my neighborhood were dangerous with pellet and BB guns. Dude, they had in my neighborhood, I don't know if y'all did this in your neighborhood, but they had BB gun wars.
No,
they literally... Dude, there were times that like I wouldn't go outside because... the other kids in my neighborhood were literally shooting at each other with BB guns. I don't know how one of us didn't get killed.
So TikTok is getting closer to building an Instagram rival, which is kind of interesting since it's on the verge of being banned everywhere.
I thought that the ban did go through on TikTok.
Apple is actually in the works to ban TikTok off of iPhone. So completely, which if they do that, that'll be the death of TikTok.
Because well, yeah, because every 99% of the people that are using it are on iPhone.
30 to 1 iPhone versus Android. You know, you just everybody, more people have iPhones than Androids.
I know only when me, you, and Terry are in the room is it 2 to 1.
Exactly. YouTube launching a new music, new activity feed for their music service. So, meaning if your artist, one of the artists that you follow or that you enjoy has new releases or new album or something that drops, it'll give you a push notification. So that's pretty
Hey, neat. Real quick, man, since we are nearing the typical end of our cast.
We are nearing the end of the podcast.
I'm not trying to end us. What I'm trying to say is how do people actually...
Tony's trying to end us.
No. How do people actually like subscribe? Because I was trying to add us to my list, and I couldn't find a
what
subscribe
service?
Button.
What service?
I was actually going through RSS.com. Is there no way
I
on there to do it?
I don't know if you can subscribe from RSS.
Okay, so I would have to do. Okay,
you
that's why I'm asking.
You have to go through podcast, Spotify.
Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Play.
Dear Lord, there's a bunch of them. Amazon Music is another one where you can subscribe to it.
Okay, so that's why I was asking, because I know if there's anybody out there that's going through RSS, there is
Most
no subscription
people
button.
Don't go through RSS's website. Now, RSS furnishes a website for the typical podcast, but most people aren't using... Most people aren't actually going to the RSS website. That's really just to copy a link to throw it on a media platform for somebody to hit the link. But the problem is you need, if you're going to share a link like that with a friend, need to make sure what service they're using, because you can go to Spotify, whether you're a Spotify user or not,
and
go,
find the link.
Go to the show and click on copy link, and then...
Is it copy link or does it say share?
It'll say share, and then there's a thing that says copy link.
Gotcha. Okay.
Correct. And podcast listening is actually on the rise, even though downloads are down. So downloading isn't actually necessary. So the only reason why you should download a podcast is if you're about to board a plane.
Yeah, if you're
going to
be somewhere where you don't have internet or Wi-Fi
right,
access.
You're going somewhere with crappy Wi-Fi or something like that, or you're... capped out on your data plan or something, then yeah, downloading would work for you.
Right.
But you don't have to download, because a lot of people unsubscribe because their phone automatically downloads. So what you do is you just hit the follow button, but I know on Spotify it'll ask you if you want to download or not, and just say no, you don't want to download the show, but you want to know when new shows are released. So, but
remember, it's not subscribe anymore; it's follow.
On Apple, it's follow. I don't know if it's that way on Spotify. I'd have to look on Spotify whether I don't follow us on Spotify.
Oh, we're not good enough for you on Spotify.
No, I just don't want to be. I don't want to cheat. You know, it's one of those things where I don't want to cheat. Yes, it is following on Spotify. No, it is following. So it's following everywhere. So I don't think it is a subscribe anymore. Yeah. So it's just follow it. But follow it. Follow it. Follow it. Follow it. Follow it. So
follow the yellow brick road.
I have a question for you, Tony.
I might have an answer.
How do you feel about 729?
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of 729 listeners as of today. So 729 listeners as of today. We did get some new subscribers coming in. In the last go round of it, so far our hottest episode is still disc versus streaming media. So a lot of people have re-listened to that one, even 30 days later. They've gone back, and probably when sports started and they were trying to figure out, oh, I know they were talking about that, let me go back and re-listen to it. So, strangely enough, but yes, 729 followers. So, thank you, or 729 listeners. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All over the country sprinkled in now. Just a lot, you know, the United States continues to look like it has measles. So that's pretty interesting. So, yeah, interesting. A couple in Mexico. And then
some more people in East Texas, because I know my some of my family up there has been checking it out.
Yep. Yeah. We still have a lot of weird stuff going on overseas. Yeah. No. Over in the UK, and then London, Malta, Germany, Frankfurt, Deutschland, Finland. And then New Zealand is the furthest away.
Oh, we have some Finnish listeners.
We have Finnish listeners, and we have people in all the way out in New Zealand. So, yeah, no. So, lots of followers everywhere. We could not do this without you, and we need your help. We need your help. We are so close to doing different things and doing new things. We promise we're going to start working on YouTube stuff. It's just Tony and I have been really running like crazy and doing a lot of things on the back burner. It's kind of taken away from some of the YouTube videos that we want to do. But yeah. So anyway, but 729 listeners. So that's pretty cool.
So keep it up, everybody. And if you know anybody that you think that should listen to this or might want to listen to this, please share the link, you know, and we appreciate all of your shares and listens.
Because technology rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right. Well, I think that is a...
cast.
Wednesday cast. Late Wednesday cast, I should say. And I'm Justin.
And I'm Tony.
And I forgot my name. And that's a cast.
And we'll see you at the movies.
Last word.
Word.